Good Thursday afternoon. This is Rich Morrison, and welcome to Kicking Up Dust. As promised, I wanted to record something to talk about today's USDA report. I'm traveling right now, so really don't have much chance to write this afternoon. But from what I saw from the USDA this morning, there's really nothing to write home about. It's a pretty dead report. Corn and soybean numbers were unchanged from last month. It's like they didn't even take time to adjust any numbers. Part of me can understand that. I think that, despite some concerns about soybean sales, they have picked up. We've seen now, I think, seven straight days of soybean sales announced. We saw another 280,000 tons announced this morning to unknown. So that's a good thing. We needed to have that happen to try to meet USDA's current estimates. And for now, USDA decided they didn't want to make any changes. Same with corn. The ethanol numbers have been very strong at this point, but again, USDA may be thinking it's too early to make any adjustment to their balance sheet numbers. So nothing to talk about the corn and soybeans as far as U.S. numbers go. Wheat, we did see a slight drop in demand, just a slight bump in ending stocks. In the cotton, we saw a slight bump in the yield and therefore production as well, but they offset that with a change in the unknown category, if you will. So ending stocks remain unchanged in the cotton as well. So nothing in the U.S. report. The markets didn't even really get phased. We were mixed in corn, soybeans, and cotton all day, and we stayed that way even when the report came out. Oftentimes, you learn about the report by looking at the markets, and the markets didn't even flinch. Now, wheat was bearish most of the day. We saw negative trade down 20 cents or more at one time, still closed double digits lower here this afternoon. Probably the bearish factor in the wheat was in the world numbers. USDA did bump the Australian crop by 2.5 million tons today. That was a little bit unexpected. They bumped the Russian crop by 1 million metric tons as well. So world ending stocks were raised about 2.4 million metric tons. And that, again, a little bit of a surprise. Now, we don't know necessarily the quality of that wheat. There still could be some premiums here for the high-protein wheat around the world, and that could still show up in the basis, especially worldwide, but could also show up more of the Minneapolis spread versus the other wheats. But so that was a little bearish, and the wheat market did see some more selling today. In other world numbers, USDA did not change any of the South American production. They left the Argentine corn crop at 54.5 million tons, left the Brazilian corn crop at 118 million tons, both of those within, you know, a million tons or half million tons of USDA or of the trade estimates. They left the bean production in Brazil unchanged at 144 million metric tons, and they left the Argentine bean production at 49.5 million tons. So still a little early. It's kind of like June down there now. So, you know, they're really entering the heart of the growing season and the important months, and we'll be watching certainly the La Nina development, whether or not that has any negative impact on the crops. We are seeing some dry conditions have impacts in southern Brazil and in parts of Argentina, but again, it's early, it's June, so we'll see how that develops here as we go forward. Besides that, not a lot to really talk about. Corn, I mentioned the other world numbers. Corn ending stocks were up slightly. Bean ending stocks were down slightly. But again, nothing really making an impact on the markets. So here we are, December the 9th. We're heading into the holiday time of the year where the trade tends to thin out a little bit. The RSI, as I go through, look at March corn. You know, we actually posted our highest close in March corn since November 26th this afternoon. Even though it wasn't much of a move, still the highest we've seen in a couple of weeks or so. So we're within, what, a nickel of the high that we made back in late November. We're within 8 cents of the August peak that we had. So RSI and stochastics are pointing up, but the relative strength index is at 61, would maybe tell me we've got another nickel to dime in this market, and then we'll see if we've got enough fundamental news to keep giving it another push. January soybeans posted another higher close today. They exceeded closed higher than yesterday's high, which is a nice close, really. We continue to find good support at the 9, the 20, the 50-day moving average lines all around 1240 to 1255. We closed at 1264.5 tonight, which is 25 cents below the November peak and about 19 cents below the 100-day moving average. That is very key if we're going to extend any kind of upside here in the bean market. And I don't know that we have the fundamentals to do that at the moment unless we continue to see these sales take place. The RSI, Relative Strength Index, on January beans is at 54. The stochastics lines have turned higher, so maybe we've got a little more upside in that market as well. We'll look at Chicago wheat here real quick. Chicago July wheat posted its lowest close since, I'm looking back here, clear back in the same close that we had on October 27th, actually. So that's a pretty negative looking chart at the moment. And stochastics are about to bottom out, they look like. That's the positive news. The RSI is at 41, which probably leaves some more downside. If I were going to place a bet, I'd say we'll go down and test the 100-day moving average, which is at 745.5. We tested that back in September a couple of times and then eventually bounced back off of it. So to me, that's the next level of support. It's about 29 cents below where tonight's close was. Finally, in cotton, if I look at the March cotton contract, it's been pretty flat over the last 5-6 days. The positive news is we closed above the 9-day moving average tonight. First time we've done that since, looks like in late November the 24th or 5th. So pretty positive there. The 100-day moving average at 101. We haven't even gone down to test it. The RSI is at 41. Stochastics lines are kind of flat, but maybe this market's getting ready for a little bit of a push to the upside. So if I were going to place a bet, that's probably what I would lean towards. So that's kind of the rundown this afternoon. It was a non-event today. We'll see what happens as we go forward. Watch the macro trade. The crude oil market closed down nearly $2 a barrel this afternoon. That's not a good sign. The dollar index was up about a third of a point. Also not a good sign. So kind of keep an eye on those markets as well. So thanks for listening to Kicking Up Dust. Hope you have a great day. We'll talk to you soon.